this is Jennifer Stagg. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This September, we're discussing patience on the Mormon Channel. It can be one of the hardest Christ-like attributes to develop, simply because it takes a long time to become Christ-like. Well, President Uchtdorf said patience, the ability to put our desires on hold for a time, is a precious and rare virtue. We want what we want, and we want it now. Therefore, the very idea of patience may seem unpleasant and at times bitter. Nevertheless, without patience, we cannot please God. We cannot become perfect. Indeed, patience is a purifying process that refines understanding, deepens happiness, focuses action, and offers hope for peace. True words indeed. Well, people can think that patience is just simply waiting on the Lord for blessings or a desired outcome. However, we can learn from the scriptures and the prophets that patience is actually a very active attribute and takes a lot of faith to develop. In the end, learning how to be more patient can only bless our lives and improve our relationship with God, our families, friends, and ourselves. Several prophets have spoken on what it means to be patient or how to make the most of the time the Lord has given us when things don't work out the right way or exactly how we have planned at the time. Elder Neil A. Maxwell gave an address to BYU students on patience in 1979, and it still holds true today. He said, "Patience is a willingness, in a sense, to watch the unfolding purposes of God with a sense of wonder and awe, rather than pacing up and down within the cell of our circumstance. Put another way, too much anxious opening of the oven door and the cake falls instead of rising. So it is with us. If we are always selfishly taking our temperature to see if we are happy, we will not be." It's an interesting concept, really, to note that constantly checking in with yourself to see if you're happy or if you are currently having everything you want can actually lead to unhappiness or a realization of our lack of blessings. It seems to be the opposite effect of the advice given in the LDS primary hymn, "Count your many blessings." If you look for the good things that you have rather than taking inventory of the things you don't, it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Well, on another note about patience, Elder Henry B. Eyring has said that if you pray, if you talk to God, and if you plead for the help you need, and if you thank him not only for help, but for the patience and gentleness that comes from not receiving all you desire right away or perhaps ever, then I promise that you will draw closer to him. These are really difficult things to learn, that timing is out of our hands sometimes and that the Lord has different timing in mind. And I can think of many times in my life where I've wanted something exactly when I've wanted it, and that has not been the Lord's plan. And waiting, now I can look back at those times and see how the timing just wasn't right and the experience, maybe I wasn't quite ready to have that experience yet. Elder Robert C. Oakes notes that when we have patience within ourselves, it can lead to the development of many other great attributes as well. Patience may well be thought of as a gateway virtue, contributing to the growth and strength of its fellow virtues of forgiveness, tolerance, and faith. And finally, Joseph Smith summed it up by saying, "Patience is heavenly." God had to develop patience in order to become our loving Heavenly Father and in order to become like him. So must we. To read more insights on patience, look for new posts on the Mormon Channel blog every Tuesday this month on mormonchannel.org/blog. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.